In a back room at the Goleta Valley Library, four volunteers are busy putting new barcodes on books. This is a big time for the Fairview Avenue Institution. As of June 30th, the Goleta Valley Library is leaving the Santa Barbara County Library system and becoming independent.
The city of Goleta has owned the library since they incorporated as a city, and they just felt ready to administer the library themselves. The savings that they would incur by not paying for the administrative fee and the overhead allocated costs, they would put toward the library and be able to administer it more efficiently financially.
That's Allison Gray, who's director of the Goleta Valley Library. While the city will no longer have to pay administrative fees to Santa Barbara, which manages the countywide system, it will actually be spending more, at least initially, on operations. Gray says it's really more about being able to better respond to the community's specific needs.
As an independent library, we're better able to focus our services toward our patrons. So we have some really cool services coming up in July, and I'm sort of not announcing them until then because I want everybody to be really happily surprised. Things that you haven't seen libraries in this area.
Gray talks about how Goleta Library users will be affected.
We're encouraging Goleta Library patrons to get a new library card. It's a really pretty card with the City of Goleta logo with a butterfly on it. So you need a new library card. You'll still be able to use your card at any branch in Santa Barbara County, and you'll also be able to borrow books from the other libraries, have them sent here. We'll still be a member of the Black Gold Cooperative Library System.
The library will have a roughly $1.7 million budget and the same number of employees, 21, as it starts a new period in its history. Plans call for the operating hours to remain unchanged. Longtime Goleta resident Donna Naganuma thinks it's a good move.
More loyalty to the library, to the people here.
The biggest immediate impact on the Goleta Valley Library's operations is properly remarking its books and other resources. Barcodes used for checking out and tracking some 78,000 items all have to be changed by the June 30th transition.
Santa Barbara asked us to cross out anything that says Santa Barbara on the materials. So there's a physical processing of the materials, and then there's two computer processes that have to take place.
But Library Director Allison Gray says they don't have the staff to do it themselves.
Our staff is actually not allowed to help with the project because they're still working for Santa Barbara. So it's me and three Goleta staff members and then our wonderful, wonderful volunteers. Our community has stepped up so beautifully. It really shows how much our community values the library.
Janet Douglas is one of the volunteers.
You scan the old Santa Barbara code, you go into the computer and highlight something, and then you put a new barcode on for Goleta, scan, and it'll ask, do you want to save it? You do want to save it, and then you exit and reshelf and start over.
So now it's officially a Goleta book, right?
It's officially a Goleta book, yes.
So why are you doing this?
Because I've been a patron of the library for years and years and years. My kids went to all the programs. It's just a little way to give back.
Brenda Harris is another volunteer.
I love the library. And I'm a former Library of Congress employee. So it's like, why not?
You retired to work in a library.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I just want to contribute. I think this is a great cause.
Library Director Allison Gray says with the volunteers' help, they've now recoded about 25,000 of the 78,000 books and other items, and she feels they'll meet the deadline. This is the latest move in what's a tumultuous time for libraries in the county. Santa Barbara not only manages its two libraries, but four county facilities as well. But Santa Barbara officials say they're losing about $200,000 a year on the deal. If the county isn't willing to change the contract, there's a possibility the city may step away, which would, in effect, dismantle the system. Grace says the county has asked Goleta to consider taking over management of the Solvang and Buellton libraries. For now, though, she says they have their hands full getting ready for the July 1st relaunch of their library. In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.